Chapter 11. Finding Meaning in Pain and Suffering.
By realizing the nature of suffering, you will develop a greater resolve to put an end to the causes of suffering.
If shifting perspective is one way to make life's trials and problems more bearable, another is to be able to find meaning in pain and suffering. As Viktor Frankl, a Jewish psychiatrist imprisoned by the Nazis in World War II, once said, "Man is ready and willing to shoulder any suffering, as soon and as long as he can see meaning in it." In discussing how personal suffering can take on meaning, the Dalai Lama illustrates how suffering can be put to practical use within the context of the Buddhist tradition.
In Buddhist practice, one can use one's personal suffering in a formal way to enhance compassion by using it as an opportunity for the practice of Tongling, or giving and receiving, a Mahayana visualization practice in which one mentally visualizes taking on another's pain and suffering, and in turn giving them all of your resources, good health, fortune, and so on. So, in doing this practice, when you undergo illness, pain, or suffering, you can use that as an opportunity by thinking, "May my suffering be a substitute for all the suffering of other sentient beings. By experiencing this, may I be able to save all other sentient beings who may have to undergo similar suffering." In describing this practice, if, for instance, you become ill and practice this technique thinking, "May my illness act as a substitute for others who are suffering from similar illness," and you visualize taking on their suffering and giving them your good health, I am not suggesting that you ignore your own health. However, once you do become ill, practices such as Tongling can make a significant difference in how you respond to the situation. Practicing Tongling meditation may not necessarily succeed in alleviating the real physical pain or lead to a cure in physical terms, but it can definitely protect you from unnecessary additional psychological pain, suffering, and anguish. One can think, "May I, by experiencing this pain and suffering, be able to help other people and save others who may have to go through the same experience?" Then your suffering takes on a new meaning as it is used as the basis for a religious or spiritual practice. And on top of that, in the cases of some individuals practicing this technique, that instead of being sorry and saddened by the experience, the person can see it as a kind of privilege. The person can perceive it as a kind of opportunity and, in fact, be joyful because this particular experience made him or her richer.
Paradoxically, the ability to embrace and understand suffering, to find meaning in it or some practical value in it, becomes part of our pursuit of happiness. The Dalai Lama explains how, from a Buddhist perspective, for instance, our suffering acts as a kind of catalyst.
Within the framework of the Buddhist path, reflecting on suffering has tremendous importance, because by realizing the nature of suffering, you will develop greater resolve to put an end to the causes of suffering and the unwholesome deeds which lead to suffering. And it will increase your enthusiasm for engaging in the wholesome actions and deeds which lead to happiness and joy.
By reflecting on suffering during the quieter moments in our lives, when things are relatively stable and going well, we may discover a deeper value, meaning, or purpose in our suffering. Sometimes, however, we may be confronted with kinds of suffering that seem to have no purpose, with no redeeming qualities whatsoever. Physical pain and suffering often seems to belong to that category. But upon closer examination, even physical pain clearly has a purpose. In his book, Pain, the Gift Nobody Wants, Dr. Paul Brand, a world-renowned hand surgeon and leprosy specialist, explored the purpose and value of physical pain. Leprosy is a disease that causes loss of pain sensation in the limbs. And without the protection of pain, the leprosy patients lack the system to warn them of tissue damage. It is this that causes the horrible disfigurements. After describing his lifelong work with patients who suffer from lack of pain sensation and seeing the devastating effects, Dr. Brand gradually came to view pain not as the universal enemy, but as a remarkable, elegant, and sophisticated biological system that warns us of damage to our body and thus protects us. He feels that we may not be grateful for the experience of pain, but we can be grateful for the system of pain perception. And beyond that, he feels that not only can our attitude about pain change by understanding its meaning and purpose, but that change in attitude can actually lessen the degree to which we suffer when we are physically injured. Like many other researchers, he sees a difference between physical pain, which is a physiological process, and suffering, which is our mental and emotional response to the pain. We convert pain into suffering in the mind. To lessen the suffering of pain, we need to make a crucial distinction between the pain of the pain and the pain we create by our thoughts about the pain. It is well recognized that fear, anger, guilt, loneliness, and helplessness are all mental and emotional responses that can intensify pain. So, in dealing with pain, we can, of course, work at the lower levels of pain perception using the tools of modern medicine such as medication, but we can also work at the higher levels by modifying our outlook and attitude. In seeking to discover an underlying purpose to our physical pain, Dr. Paul Brand makes one additional fascinating and critical observation. He describes many reports of leprosy patients claiming, "Now, of course I can see my hands and my feet, but somehow they don't feel like part of me. It feels as if they were just tools." Thus, pain not only warns us and protects us, it unifies us. Without pain sensation in our hands and feet, those parts no longer seem to belong to our body. And that is associated with a kind of indifference to injury to them. In the same way that physical pain unifies our sense of having a body, the Dalai Lama reminds us that the general experience of suffering acts as a unifying force that connects us with others. Perhaps that is the ultimate meaning behind our suffering. It is the most basic element we share with others, the factor that unifies us with all living creatures.